Title: Atmospheric Layer Depth with Live 12 Stock Packs Advanced. Alright, let's build atmosphere the way drum and bass actually needs it. Not throw a pad on and drown it in reverb. We're doing depth management. Front to back, top to bottom, left to right. While the kick, snare, and bass stay rude and obvious. The end goal is a reusable three-plane atmosphere system, near, mid, and far. And we'll mix it so it moves and breathes, but never steps on sub-weight or brake transients. Everything here is Ableton Live 12 stock packs and stock devices. First, quick mindset shift. Distance is mostly psychoacoustics. Your brain decides what's close or far based on a stack of cues, in order. Level is number one. Quiet equals far. Then high frequency loss. Darker equals farther. Then early reflections. Small room energy reads closer. Then pre-delay. More pre-delay can make the reverb feel separated from the source, like it's behind it. And finally tail length and diffusion. Longer and smoother reads further away. So if something still feels in your face, don't automatically add more reverb. Often the fix is simply pulling down the 2 to 6K range and reducing transient Y detail. Step 0. Prep the session in a DNB context. Set tempo around 170 to 175 BPM, and make sure you already have drums and bass hitting decently, even if they're placeholders. Atmos mixing is pointless if the foundation is unstable. Now create a group track called Atmos. Inside it, make three tracks: Atmos Near, Atmos Mid, Atmos Far. On the Atmos group itself, drop three devices in this order: EQ8, Glue Compressor, and Utility. For starting points, on EQ8, high pass around 120 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. Adjust later, but this is your sub safety net. On glue compressor, ratio 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, soft clip on. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to glue, not to pump. Then utility, set width somewhere around 110 to 130%. Don't go crazy yet, we'll earn the width. Now we build the planes. Step 1. The near layer. This is the texture you feel more than you hear. It sits just behind the drums and adds air, grit, and motion without stealing transient focus. For sources, dig through the core library samples for vinyl noise, room tone, field recordings, or any Foley and texture samples from stock packs you've installed. You're not looking for a beautiful sound. You're looking for a believable layer that makes the track feel like it's living in a space. On Atmos Near, build this device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass higher than you think, usually 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare starts losing bite when you bring this layer in, do a small dip around 2 to 5K. Then auto filter. Use band pass or low pass. If it's low pass, set cutoff around 6 to 12K and modulate it slightly. Add just a little drive, like 2 to 5%, for presence. Then saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. And then trim the output so it matches the bypass level. Matching bypass level is key here, because louder always sounds better and we're trying to make smart decisions. Then tremolo for movement. Sig it to 8th notes or 16th notes, amount around 10 to 25%. Try phase at 180 degrees to get width movement without just making it louder. Finish with utility. Here's the trick. Near layers are often narrower than far layers. Start around 80 to 110% width. Mixing note. Keep it quiet. Like, if you notice it as a separate thing during the drop, it's too loud. The near layer is the thing that makes the track feel like the lights turned off behind the drums. Coach tip. If the near layer disappears unless you crank it, don't crank it. Try the front plane without volume trick. Put saturator soft clip on. Then actually turn the track down. Soft clipping increases perceived density at low level, which is perfect for textures. Step 2. The mid layer. This is tonal haze, chord mist. The harmonic glue. It supports the key, supports the mood, but refuses to compete with the bass. You've got options. Wave eatable for smooth pads, drift for unstable analog haze, or the very DNB method. Write a short minor 7 or sus chord stab pattern, then resample it to audio and smear it into a bed. Let's do the fast DNB friendly method. Make a MIDI clip with short chord stabs. Use wave eatable or drift. Print or resample a few bars to audio, then stretch it. Treat it like a sample. Warp it with Complex or Complex Pro for smoother smears. You can even automate transpose by plus or minus 7 or 12 semitones in tiny moments for that key shadow vibe, but keep it subtle. On Atmos Mid, the chain, EQ8 first, high pass 150 to 250 Hz. If it gets boxy, dip 300 to 600 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. If you need air, a tiny shelf at 8 to 12k. Then Chorus Ensemble, set it to chorus mode, amount 15 to 30%, rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, with 120 to 160%. This creates that gentle spread and instability. Then Hybrid Reverb, and this is your main depth tool. The side, convolution for believable rooms, algorithm for lush wash. For mid, try a convolution room or chamber vibe. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, decay 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Inside the reverb, low cut around 200 Hz and high cut around 10 to 14k so it doesn't hiss. Then auto pan for macro movement. Rate a quarter note or even two bars. Amount 20 to 40%, phase 120 to 180 degrees. Level target, when you mute the mid layer, you should feel the track get flatter. When you unmute it, you should think, oh, space exists, but it should not read as here's the pad. Important mixing workflow concept, split tone from space. Keep most of the tone on the track, but put the big tails on returns. That way you can automate depth without changing the musical content. Also, if you find yourself doing the same low cut on three reverbs, that's your sign you should be doing that EQ once, on a return. Step 3. The far layer. Wide, diffused, behind everything. This is cinematic depth for intros and breakdowns, and it's also a contrast tool. You'll pull it down in the drop to make the drums feel closer and more aggressive. Source ideas. Long ambient samples, reversed cymbals, stretched reese tails, distant horn resamples, rainstick textures. Anything that feels like a far environment, not a lead element. On Atmos Far. EQ 8 first. High pass 250 to 500 Hz. Far layers should not carry low mid weight. Sweep 2 to 6k and notch harsh resonances. This is huge. If far feels too present, it's usually too bright or too transient y in that band. Then Hybrid Reverb, bigger than the mid. Try out a rhythmic hall or plaintish. Pre-delay 25 to 45 milliseconds, decay 4 to 8 seconds, diffusion high for smooth tails. Wet 25 to 45% if you're inserting it, or go fully wet if you're using returns. Then echo, for depth plus rhythmic smear. Time 3/16 or 1/4 dotted is super DNB friendly. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10k. Make it wide. Then utility. Width 150 to 200%. But this is where you must check mono. Optional. Redux lightly. One or two steps of bit reduction or gentle downsampling for old tape grime. Subtle only. Now, step 4. Make it a send-based depth system. This is where the mix becomes controllable and arrangement-friendly. Create two return tracks. Return A. Short space. Put Hybrid Reverb on convolution room. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. Low cut around 200 Hz. After the reverb, at EQ 8. If the reverb pokes, dip 2 to 4K slightly. Return B. Long wash. Hybrid Reverb, Algorithm Hall, Decay 5 to 9 seconds, Pre-delay 25 to 45 milliseconds, Low cut 250 Hz, High cut 10 to 12k, Then echo after it, Very subtle, Time 1/4, Feedback 10 to 20, Filtered, Routing idea, Send near mostly to short space, Send mid to both, but more short than long, Send far mainly to long, This makes depth cohesive and automation becomes easy. You'll also notice your CPU and your clarity both improve compared to stacking reverbs on every track. Advanced coach move, sidechain the returns, not only the source. If the reverb tail is smearing the snare, ducking the dry Atmos won't fully fix it. Put a compressor on short space and long wash returns. Sidechain them from the snare or drum bus. Subtle settings, aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is one of those why does this sound so record-like? Tricks. Step 5. Protect drums and bass with dynamic masking that feels invisible. First, sidechain ducking on the Atmos group. Add the regular compressor, not glue, for a clean sidechain. Set sidechain input from drum bus, or kick plus snare bus. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. We want the hit to speak, not disappear. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Time to the groove. Adjust by ear until it breathes in rhythm. Aim for 1 to 3 dB reduction on snare hits. Second, make the sub untouchable. You already high-passed, but add extra safety. On the Atmos group or per layer, use utility bass mono. Set the bass mono frequency around 120 to 150 Hz. This keeps any stereo weirdness out of the low end. Third, Fake dynamic EQ behavior with stock tools. Drop multiband dynamics on the Atmos group. Set the low crossover around 120 to 200 Hz. Either turn the low band way down, or compress it hard, because Atmos should not live there. Use gentle compression on the mid band if the atmosphere swells too much in dense drops. This helps the drop stay clean without you constantly riding faders. Extra advanced width control. Use mid/side EQ only where it matters. On the Atmos group, put EQ8 in M/S mode. On the side channel, high pass higher than the mid, like 250 to 400 Hz. If the stereo field fights snare bite, do a small side dip around 2 to 4K. Small moves, 1 or 2 dB can beat enough. And make mono checks musical, not occasional. Put a utility at the end of your master chain. Keep it off, and toggle mono for 2 bars while the groove plays. If your space collapses, it's usually too much stereo modulation plus long tails on the same layer. Fix it by reducing width on the far layer or filtering the echo and reverb top end, not by turning everything down. Step 6. Arrange depth like a D&B record. Contrast is everything. Intro. Far layer up. Mid moderate. Near subtle. Automate long wash send increasing into the first switch. Try an auto filter sweep on the mid layer, slowly opening a low pass for that coming into focus feel. Build to drop. Reduce far slightly right before the impact. That creates the classic suck in. Then very slightly increase near texture for tension. Tiny moves, but you feel them. Drop. Pull far down 2 to 6 dB. This is how you make the drums feel like they stepped forward without changing drum levels. Keep mid present but controlled with side chain. Near stays fairly consistent so the energy doesn't fall apart when the far disappears. Breakdown or second drop variation. Bring far back but filtered. High pass higher and send more to long wash. You can automate echo feedback up for 1 or 2 bars at a transition. Then hard reset it. That lift and snap back is pure D&B tension and release. Arrangement pro move. Automate pre-delay instead of decay. If the intro needs to feel enveloping, use slightly shorter pre-delay. If the drop needs definition, increase pre-delay so the reverb starts a bit later and avoid sitting on transient hits. You keep perceived space, but the snare reads clearer. Another pro move, depth as call and response. Instead of constant atmosphere, automate long wash send up on the last snare of a 2-bar phrase, then pull it back on bar 1. The space becomes rhythmic and punch stays intact. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you do all this. If the Atmos is too loud in the drop, you'll start masking snare body and bass harmonics. Atmos should be felt. If you don't high pass with discipline, low mid haze around 150 to 400 will kill roll instantly. If you over widen everything, you get one big stereo blob and weak mono. This audio version is shortened for playback.